Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Congressman Don Young Tuesday urged senators to support Interior Secretary nominee Deb Haaland during a hearing before a Senate committee, calling her a friend who will listen to Republican concerns, despite the fact that he disagrees with her on oil and gas development. Young spoke to the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, saying that he believes Democratic President Biden has the right to choose his crew.
I will say I think she is a friend, and as a member of this, administration, she'll do a good job. She'll work for us, and she'll reach across the aisle. I have a lot, by the way, at stake here. I am an oil-producing state, too, and we lost a lot of jobs, not because of them. We lost them because of the president and signed an executive order. Really a hardship on us. We're trying to explain, if we have people in the Department of Interior such as Deb, maybe there'll be a balance. And anybody thinks you're going to cut off fossil fuel immediately is smoking pot. That's legally in the state of Alaska, by the way. So I want the secretary, as she's confirmed, and I hope you do confirm her, understand there's a broad picture here. And her job, as I understand, is no longer a little cartoon. This is the big picture. And she'll have to have the responsibility to do the job I know she can do. And I urge a confirmation of Deb for the Secretary of Interior. And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Haaland is a strong supporter of renewable energy and has generated Republican opposition for her views on traditional resource development, such as oil and gas, an industry that has long supported the state's economy. If appointed by the full Senate, Haaland would be the first Native American presidential cabinet member, something Congressman Young says is long overdue. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan is not supporting the confirmation of former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack as Secretary of Agriculture. Sullivan spoke on the House floor yesterday.
What I've tried to do when looking at nominees is I typically kind of look at three different questions. Do they have the experience for the job? Experience necessary for the job? Do they have views that I believe will help the country and in particular help my state? And do they care about the people they will be impacting? Vilsack passes the first two parts of that test I was talking about. Clearly has the experience. Heck, he was the Secretary of Ag for 8 years under President Obama and Vice President Biden. And certainly has views, particularly with regard to farm country. Saw the strong vote he had there with regard to helping the ag sector. But it was the third question, do they care about the people they will be impacting, that I have some and have had some serious hesitation on. And I got the sense that the secretary just wasn't that interested. And I really hope I'm wrong. So I plan on trying to work with him. You know, he had a strong, very strong bipartisan vote. But every now and then, if you really think the people you represent are not going to be given a lot of attention when they need it, it becomes a harder vote.
Vilsack was confirmed in the Senate to become the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture again. The vote was 92-7. Six Republicans voted against Vilsack, including Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan. Also, Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont voted against. Vilsack previously served in the Obama administration as Agriculture Secretary from 2009 to 2017. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.